From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 14th day of February 2012. Happy Valentine's Day to my lovely wife. Each day with you, Claire Ann, well, it is simply a gift. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. And Stephen Plant of Archer Financial Services will join us to take up the energy markets. As we close out the half hour together, meteorologist Don Day will join us for a look at the agricultural weather forecast. And along the way, we'll hear about the job of basis, along with its definition. That'll come from Illinois Ag economist Scott Irwin. And I'll ask you to make a pledge of support to willag.org, because, after all, it is public radio for the farming world from the University of Illinois.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
In Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon, futures finished the day mixed but mostly lower. The contracts in the wheat pit were down 6.25 cents in the nearby March contract at 635, the May at 639, 7.5 lower, and July soft red, 649.75 in Chicago, 7.5 cents lower. July hard red in Kansas City at $6.90 and 3/4, down 7 for the day. And the July spring, 7.95, down a penny for the day in Minneapolis. Back in Chicago at the CME Group, March contract in the corn pit, 6 cents lower, 633.5 the settlement price. May corn at 638, down a nickel. July at 641.5, that finished 4.5 cents lower. In September, $5.90 and a quarter, down a penny and a quarter. December futures, the harvest month, $5.64 and a quarter, down 2.75 cents. March corn of next year, $5.74, down 4.5 cents. March soybean futures, $12.55, up 3. May at $12.62 and a half, 2.5 cents higher. July soybeans, $12.71 and a quarter, up 2.5. And the August at $12.68 and a half, that finished 2 cents higher. September futures unchanged at $12.61 and a half. November beans up next year, penny and a half lower for the harvest month at 12.57 and a half. The January 2013 contract down 2 at 12.61 and one half. Bean meal finished at 3.30.10, and the lead option March 40 cents lower on the afternoon. Live cattle futures from the CME Group finished the April at 129.25, up a buck 12.5. June at 127.87 and a half, up a dollar 12.5 as well. March feeders at 156.25, up a dollar 52.5, and the lean hogs at $87.10, 12.5 higher. This is the Closing Market Report. Here's how the outside market settled up for the afternoon. Crude oil futures at $100.95 a barrel, up 4 cents. Ethanol at 221 and 3 tenths. That's 2 and 2 tenths lower. Natural gas at 254 finished, and a tenth, that is, finished 11 cents higher. And the heating oil or diesel fuel at $3.17 and 4 tenths of a cent, up 1 and 4 tenths of a cent. Gold futures down $7.10 at $1,715.90 an ounce. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Cloudy skies, a high of 38 degrees with a west-southwest wind at about 9 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy, a low of 29 with a south-southwest wind at 8 miles an hour. And then on Wednesday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high of 43 degrees with a southwest wind at 9 to 15. Wednesday night, rain, a low of 37, southeast winds at 5 to 13, becoming northwesterly. The winds could gust Wednesday evening as high as 16. The chance of precipitation on Wednesday night set at 80%. On Thursday, chance of rain and snow before noon, mostly cloudy then. A high of 42 degrees in the Urbana-Champaign area with a northwest wind at 11 to 16, gusting to 21. The chance of precipitation? No. Rainfall at 30%. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 28 degrees. Friday, sunny, a high of 43. And Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26 degrees. By the time we get to Saturday, partly cloudy skies, a low of 25. Sunday, sunny and 40. Sunday night, clear and 27. And on Washington's birthday, next Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 45 degrees. More complete look at the agricultural weather forecast. When we get to the bottom of the half hour, we'll talk with Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Tuesday afternoon. In studio with us, before we get started with the analysis segment, are Bob Colquhoun and Dave Dickey. And they're here to tell you that it's important to dial up this number, 217-244-9455. That's the right number to call to pledge your financial support. Dave Dickey is the Director of Agricultural Programming here. Bob Colquhoun, the station manager. Dave, thanks for being along with us. It's really important that our listeners call in right now and help us close out this fund drive that we've been having here in the month of February. We are hopeful that, I'm looking for about 35, 38 calls. We need to make the bells ring. We really need to make the bells ring in this half hour. If you haven't done it before, right now, 217-244-9455. That, baby, is the number to call.
And as we come out in the first round of the opening round and ring that bell, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. I want to talk to a minute to people who have never, ever pledged to agricultural programming. Maybe you've used a service. Maybe you've used it for years. Maybe it has been a benefit to you on and off. It's put more dollars in your back pocket. Now is the time to become a partner with us by dialing 217-244-9455 with your contribution. I want to suggest a $75 pledge if you have never given any contribution in support of agricultural programming before. Give us and try us, kick the tires at the $75 level. And when you do that, we'll go ahead and send you along, because it is Valentine's Day, after all. Todd has told us that. We'll send you along a really sweet mug for your coffee. This is one upscale mug. You'll love it. It has a self-stirrer in it, I am told. At the $75 premium level, go to your phone right now at 217-244-9455 with your contribution.
Oh, that stirrer is a lot cheaper than the one you might buy to put in your bin. It's a self-stirrer. It's right there in the cup, $75, and away we go. Bob Colquhoun, you've been here for a few days. You've watched us raise a little money.
I have. I've got an education. I see that you're really a romantic at heart, with a Valentine's special to his wife, Claire Ann, out there. But, you know, this is the last day of the pledge, and it's been only a five-day pledge. It's a mini pledge, and we're asking you, our listeners, to get involved and to state support for agricultural programming. These guys here, the Ag Boys, do a terrific job getting the word out to you day in and day out. Every storm, every spring, every fall, they let you know where it's all at. If you appreciate that, and I know you do, because I've been told that when I walk the streets out there in Urbana and Champaign, the number is 217-244-9455.
Hey, we need to make those phone calls, and those phones ring right now. 217-244-9455. Quick, simple, easy. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. We'll make sure that we update you along the way. By the way, we have both public radio stations and commercial radio stations that are listening to the program, and if you happen to be listening online, if you're not used to this fact, about 40% of the budget that operates this program, the Closing Market Report, comes from you, our listeners. If it's a program that you value, if it's program that makes a difference to you, a program that you listen to every day, then maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to dial the number 217-244-9455. On this Tuesday afternoon, it's time to talk with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Hi, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. You know, I even tune in on other days than Tuesday to hear what the other guys have to say.
You just tune in to see what they have to. Everybody tunes in to see what everybody has to say. It's fun to listen to the programming content. I get the biggest kick, Wayne, out of talking to each and every one of you, and each day is different, and we have a lot of fun on the air, I must admit. It's great joy, and you've been a part of the program for a very long time. Thank you for all your service, by the way. We do appreciate that.
Oh, we've had fun, too.
And tell me about what happened in the marketplace today.
Well, we had a little bit of consolidation again after yesterday's run-up. Of course, this morning we started off with sort of the bad news that we had Moody's had downgraded several of the Eurozone countries and warnings a little more. And Hebert upping the Australian wheat harvest, and that was a little rough on the corn and the beans and the crude oil to start the day. And then we've had the excitement of the Chinese delegation being in the U.S., generally buy beans while they're here, and also, you know, the continuing weather problems in part of South America, and the Chinese buying and the idea that we have got back in line with South America and being competitive on beans. So we were buying bean acres. We were selling more beans and corn, and we consolidated on the corn and wheat today.
Your parent of China's rain will be in, I think, Iowa on this trip as well. You really think they'll buy beans around?
They will buy. They'll make some commitments to buy some beans. I'm not looking for the kind of number they threw out there last year, but we do look for some sort of number being thrown out. And they are going to Iowa this year, so a nice little bean or corn contract from out there would be nice gesture while they're there.
And then, of course, we need to talk about South America as it relates to the soybeans, because this is the time of the year they're still buying China, that is. They're still buying from the United States, but eventually they will turn to South America, Argentina in particular, usually, to begin to make some purchases of beans, although they have lagged in total purchases of soybeans in this marketing year.
Yeah, that's with a little bit of disappointment, and maybe why we've fell off our highs is, you know, our exports just haven't hauled in there, and crush margins haven't been as good. Our census crush was lower than what we're expecting today, but it does look like we did make some announcements on some beans today, that they made some sales to unknown, and it does look, if we take at the Pacific Northwest FOB prices, that we are competitive with South America, and the lineup down there is very long right now for the ships to load.
We are now halfway through the crop insurance setting month of February. How are we faring, and are producers calling in with questions for you?
You know, now really, most everybody knows we got to get just a little bit closer to the end of the month. Everybody's got a pretty fair idea. We're going to be somewhere in the 550 to 560 bracket on the corn, and the beans probably, you know, in the 1250 to 1260 bracket for right now. And a little less than last year, and a little bit of disappointment there, but I think it was pointed out by Dale on the Commodity Week this last weekend that this will probably be the second highest group of insurance numbers that we've had. So it's not as bad as it sounds.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Thank you for being along as well and for making this phone call right now. Dial in at 217-244-9455. Wayne and all of our other analysts are, we know, the reason that you listen to us. It matters not really too much what Dave and I do, as long as you have Wayne Nelson and Dan Zwicker and Paul Cooley and Mike Zuzolo and Pete Manhart and Jackie Vakes and, well, the list keeps going on with the folks from the Andersons and a whole bunch of other places. It's all about the information and the education and getting enough information to make a really good, accurate decision about marketing your commodities, corn, soybeans, wheat. And we are hopeful that we complete that job, that we manage to do that, and that we manage to give you enough weather forecasts, you get an idea of what's happening around the globe, and that really agriculture, commodity agriculture in particular, is a global phenomenon, that when we make recommendations, we don't make recommendations, but when you hear from us, you're hearing about what's happening around the planet. And that it helps you make decisions. If it does, dial in right now, 217-244-9455. For each and every one of you that do dial in, something important for Dave and I happens, and that is that the Common Ground Food Co-op will donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. Dave and I, frankly, both have been active as volunteers with the food bank, and we really like it. We like what they do there. We think it is of great value to East Central Illinois. We are so happy that the radio station and Common Ground Food Co-op are helping out. And Dave, I can't tell you how much it means to me, and I'm sure to you as well.
It's all about partnerships. I know that I have taken great interest and pride in hosting a couple of hunger seminars for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank the last few years, bringing information about the hungry in our communities to people so they have a greater awareness of what's going on. And that partnership thing is so important when we talk about our listeners in agriculture as well. You know, you mentioned all the different kinds of people that you can hear, the different analysts that we provide. I think we have 21 a week, I think I counted it, if you include all the weather folk as well. And on different platforms, too, not just on air, but also online, on the web, and our Ag e-newsletter, our Outlook panels, all-day Outlook meeting, our phone service. It is all about providing as much valuable information to our listeners as possible in as many ways as possible, and ways that they can get it when they want it. And so we look to expand on that service, and we can do it with additional dollars, additional gifts. We have some ideas for the future, Todd and I, and we would love to be able to implement those. But we do it one phone call at a time, 217-244-9455 with your contribution.
Hey, we need those phones to ring. We really do. We're looking for about 35, 40 calls. Let's make it 40 even during the half hour. So that means those phones really have to ring. Call in right now, and if you haven't dialed yet, please do it. It's at 217-244-9455. It's really hard to stay ahead of our listening audience, I have to say, in terms of technology, because farmers are such early adopters of technology.
You've explained that to me. I can't imagine the remote access they have for their vehicles that are tilling the fields or harvesting the fields or anything like that. It's amazing the way you tell me how they deal with their technology. We do have a couple of people we'd like to thank that have been active listeners to your program out there. Ryan Palmer from Omaha, Nebraska. Diane Morgan here in Urbana. And Lynn Stuckey in Champaign.
Oh, thank you all.
And so if you know those people, thank them for making a pledge and take a challenge from them and give us a call at 217-244-9455. This is the last day of the pledge. We had a $60,000 goal, this pledge. We're not there yet. We need your help to get us there. So give us that call or go online to willpledge.org.
Yeah, absolutely. 217-244-9455. That is the number to call. Pledge your financial support to willag.org. It really does make a difference. Honestly, it makes a big difference. And you should dial in right now at 217-244-9455.
Support for Stock and Commodity Reports on Illinois Public Media comes from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, now hosting risk management seminars. A complete list of seminars is at sfarmmarketing.com.
Have you dialed yet? Really? Did you forget the number? 217-244-9455. That's the one to dial, 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Up next, understanding the definition of basis is not enough to comprehend just what it does for the commodity markets. I have a report on the job of cash basis. Basis as it relates to the commodity markets has a pretty easy definition. It's the difference between the futures price and the cash price. Here's a very simplified example. The futures price for a given commodity in Chicago is $10. The local price for that commodity in Champaign, Illinois is $9. The basis in this case is $1 under the price in Chicago. It could very well be $1 over somewhere else, say Omaha, Nebraska. The definition then is the difference between the futures price and the local cash price. This says nothing about the job of basis. Here's Scott Irwin, ag economist from the University of Illinois.
In simple terms, the job of the basis is to make sure that the right amount of grain gets stored through the marketing year so that we, A, don't run out at the end of the year, or B, that we have enough to get us through until the next harvest. That's the job of the basis, to give us those storage signals.
The job of basis is to make the current supply last until the next shipment, harvest, arrives. The job of the futures is to set the price. Futures markets set price, basis manages flow. Once in a while, the futures market is, well, just too low, and basis punches above it and encourages the flow of grain. It happens, but not usually for very long periods of time, at least in the Midwest, as it pertains to the primary row crops like corn and soybeans. This year, well, that one's very odd. The local price of corn has been above the price in Chicago just about everywhere since harvest. Offhand, it tells you that the price in Chicago has been set too low, but gives no reason for why. It does not, however, suggest that there isn't enough grain around to make it to the end of the year. Remember, basis takes the price in Chicago and manages the flow of grain so that there is enough to make it to the end of the year. Again, here's Illinois' Scott Irwin.
Well, the cash markets are where actual commercial transactions between buyers and sellers are going on all the time, and there's clearly been upward pressure on cash prices, probably due to some combination of tight producer holding of available stocks and some underestimation of feed use in recent months.
The thought here is that USDA has underestimated the feed usage and that those fundamentals have been transmitted into the futures market. The cash market, on the other hand, has been operating with a different feed usage number, pushing prices higher on the increased demand in hopes of regulating usage, a flow, to accomplish the task of making it to the next corn harvest before the corn in the bin runs out. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
On a Tuesday afternoon, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from willag.org. That's public radio for the farming world from the University of Illinois. On the phone line with us, Stephen Platt from Archer Financial Services in Chicago, their division of ADM Investor Services. Thank you so much for being with us, Stephen. Let's start with the Moody's ratings this morning. They dropped a couple of more countries, but I'm wondering if that's happened so often in recent times that the reaction by the marketplace has been muted.
Well, the reaction has been softened by the expectation that it was going to happen. Certainly the OECD countries, and Europe in particular, continue to be one of the weaker points of the oil market in terms of the demand side. We've seen steady revisions downward in the forecast for this year, and I really don't think that's going to change. But the market still is focusing on also other factors, namely Iran, and uncertainty with respect to that situation is still in the background, helping provide some support here.
And then as you think about the marketplace as a whole related to energies, where do you see ethanol at this point, its margins and its ability to make it through the coming months?
Well, one thing we've seen is some of the demand side has weakened on the export front for U.S. ethanol, and that has helped weaken it relative to gasoline. The gasoline market has been strong in that some of the summer grade gasoline is helping keep the market quite firm. I think overall, from an ethanol standpoint, the best thing probably for the market is supply, and particularly with new crop supplies looking at least adequate as we move toward plantings, that's going to be a factor keeping supplies rather ample, and probably prices maybe a little bit lower than they would be if the margins were stretched much further.
Sure. Stephen, thank you so much for taking the time with us, and we sure are looking forward to having you at our All-Day Ag Outlook the 6th day of March.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Right.
Thanks, Todd, and you all have a great day.
You too. That's Stephen Platt. He's with Archer Financial Services, located in Chicago, Illinois. Takes up the agricultural energies with us once a month. We always take a look at that on Tuesday afternoons. Have you dialed this number yet? 217-244-9455. If not, please do so. We'll say goodbye to some of our radio stations now. For the rest of you, stay with us. And dial that number at 217-244-9455 because, well, it's really important and it's simply the right thing to do, isn't it, Bob Colquhoun?
It is the right thing to do. And, you know, today, I know today is Tuesday, but I don't know the music you're playing today. I know Monday's the Who Day and
right.
Friday was Lynyrd Skynyrd. And, you know, my calendar is all set up to your music now, but I don't know who you selected today.
That one's called Daphne, and it's
Daphne.
From Django Reinhardt.
Very good. Well, if you enjoy the calendar that Todd gives you, his musical calendar every week, give us a call at 217-244-9455. State a pledge for support of this fine station. The programming that Dave and Todd bring to you throughout the day is really a quality local program that is far-reaching. We had someone from Nebraska give us a call of support today. If you're out there beyond our real listening area, give us a call. And if you're in our listening area, give us a call. The boys here want to know that you support their programming. They have some ideas to create more programming, different ideas, expanding their program. They only can do it with your support. We have 43% of our dollars, our operational dollars, come from you, the listening audience. So we'd love to hear from you. Our goal this break was Our goal this drive is $60,000. We still have a way to climb. You can be part of the solution to get us there. If you want to not call on the phone, you can go online. It's really pretty easy. And as Todd would say, it's the right thing to do. You can do that at WILLpledge.org.
Yep, WILLpledge.org. If you're used to going to our website at willag.org, up in the right-hand side of the page, you'll see, I believe, the Common Ground Food Co-op and maybe Eastern Illinois Food Bank. You can just hit that button to do right now if you'd like to do so. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Tuesday afternoon. If you haven't dialed in yet, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Make sure you make a pledge, and you do it right now. If you have the chance, help us out.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 95 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday afternoon. If you haven't dialed in yet, this is one of the last opportunities to make it right for agriculture. 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support to the ag programming here at willag.com. On the phone line with us, Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, to take up the forecast for the day, the week, and look around the globe, too. Don, let's start in the Midwest. What do you see?
Well, what do I see coming our way is a fairly typical pattern for late February, although it looks like we're going to be able to avoid anything that I would call a large or a big storm. But there will be a couple of systems bringing precipitation in the form of rain and snow. We see the first one of these systems arriving late in the week. This will be especially true as we get on into one system Wednesday night into early Thursday. Then we're going to see colder air come in behind that one. Then the next system after that, probably going to arrive early next week. They're going to be quick movers, so we're not expecting any heavy precipitation. But one part of the country that I see some heavier moisture will be areas just south of the Midwest. The southeast United States, even portions of Texas, the southern Mississippi, Delta Valley areas are going to be getting some good rain.
So then let's move from the Midwest and the United States to the southern hemisphere. Have they been getting better rainfalls recently?
Well, it has picked up in terms of, you look at Argentina. The forecast for Argentina is looking a little bit better. While they've gotten a little more wet and look to be getting a little more wet, Brazil is going to be the area that's going to be a little bit drier. But it looks a little bit more wet down in Argentina. Those growing areas down there, we'll be looking at better chances of rain. Temperatures averaging near to slightly above normal.
All right. Anything else to add around the planet that we ought to make sure that we check in on before I let you go for this Tuesday
afternoon?
Well,
Australia looks like it's going to be picking up a little bit of precipitation. That area picks up a little bit. If we go over to Europe, look at those growing areas there. Looks like Eastern Europe going to be very cold, but a little bit on the dry side, better moisture in Central and Western Europe.
Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Have you joined us yet as a friend of WillAg.org? I hope so. If not, you can do that right now at 217-244-9455. Kind of important to do. We're hoping to raise about $60,000 over this last five-day period, and we need your help. We need it right now, and we need you to dial in at 217-244-9455. Bob Colquhoun, thank you for being with us.
It's great to be with you. I tell you, we're at 70 pledges for the day on the I Love NPR Day, and we'd like to get to 100 in this break. So that's 30 more calls right where you want to be.
And Dave Dickey?
217-244-9455 is the number to call. Last chance, Texaco. We've made all the arguments for you over the last 5 days. Now it's up to you. 217-244-9455.
Hey, there's a signature call. You got to call. Last chance, Texaco. Make it now. 217-244-9455. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Todd Gleason.